أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قل أغير الله أتخذ وليا فاطر السماوات والأرض وهو يطعم ولا يطعم قل إني أمرت أن أكون أول من أسلم ولا تكونن من المشركين قل إني أخاف إن عصيت ربي عذاب يوم عظيم من يصرف عنه يومئذ فقد رحمه وذلك الفوز المبين صدق الله العظيم. We discuss verses 14, 15 and 16 of Surah Al-An'am. In the last verses, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminded us that everything belongs only to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala once again commands our Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam to make the announcement to all the Quraysh of Makkah. Qul, say, O Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, aghairallahi attakhidhu waliyan, should I take a wali, a friend, a helper besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Fatiris samawati wal ard, whilst Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the creator of the skies and the earth. وَهُوَ يُطْعِمُ وَلَا يُطْعَمُ, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is that being who feeds, who gives others to eat. وَلَا يُطْعَمُ, and He Himself is not fed by anyone. There is no one, and the whole world can get together, but no one can feed Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is free of all need. Here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed this ayah with regards to the compromises that the Quraysh tried to make with Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. When they tried persecution and they saw persecution was not working, neither with Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam the Muslims, they boycotted 3 years. That also didn't work for them. Then they decided to create a situation in which they tried to compromise with Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. When we look at, for example, the Shani Nuzul, the reason why surahs like Qul Ya Ayyuhal Kafirun, Surah Kafirun was revealed, then we will find that sometimes they would say to Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam that you worship our idols for 1 year, we will worship your God for 1 year, Allah Ta'ala for 1 year. Sometimes they would say to Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, just merely touch our idols. That touch of yours is a touch of approval. Then everybody will know that you have approved of it. And sometimes they would say to Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam that if it is the woman of Makkah, of Arabia that you desire, the wealth of Makkah or Arabia that you desire, all of it we will put at your feet. But Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he was of course the Nabi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and he was a pillar of strength, he was steadfastness in himself, and hence Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam did not relent. He did not accept any one of these compromises of theirs, and Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam remained firm. So it is because of this that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala revealed this verse, that should I look around besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for any helper, whilst Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala himself is fatiris samawati wal ard, he is the creator of the skies and the earth, making him the only being that would be worthy of any form of worship. وَهُوَ يُطْعِمُ, it is Allah Ta'ala that feeds. Allah Ta'ala is free of need, and that is the Allah that I will worship, and that is the Allah that I will continue to be obedient to. And hence in this way Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam made the refusal. قُلْ إِنِّي أُمِرْتُ أَنْ أَكُونَ أَوَّلَ مَنْ أَسْلَمْ وَلَا تَكُونَنَّ مِنَ الْمُشْرِكِينَ. Say, O Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, I have been commanded that I be the very first to submit. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam on the receiving of the wahi of the Quran Sharif, the command of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam submitted to Allah Ta'ala, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam subjected himself, his soul and everything for the cause of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and do not become amongst the mushrikeen, those who ascribe partners to Allah Rabbul Izzat. قُلْ إِنِّي أَخَافُ إِنْ عَصَيْتُ رَبِّي عَذَابَ يَوْمٍ عَظِيمٍ. And say, O Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that certainly I fear if I disobey my Rabb. Here, there was never a possibility that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would have disobeyed Allah Ta'ala in any way. We discussed on many occasions, even before Nubuwat, Anbiya alayhim salatu wa salam would remain obedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They would not violate, they would not sin. Even after Nubuwat, to a greater extent than Anbiya alayhim salatu wa salam would remain steadfast on the itaat of Allah. But here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives you and I and each and every reciter of the Quran Sharif a very clear message that if this is the condition with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then where do you and I stand? That inni akhafu in asait, that if I disobey Allah Rabbul Izzat, then I fear Rabbi, my Rabb, azab yawmin azim, my fear is the azab of the great day, that is the day of Qiyamah. And each of us should have this in our minds. May yusraf anhu yawma idhin faqad rahima, that from whomever the azab of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is averted on that day, faqad rahima, then on that day Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has had mercy upon him. This is the crux of everything, and that is the forgiveness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the day of Qiyamah. It comes in a Mubarak hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for our understanding, Allah ta'ala divided it into 100 parts. Whatever love we see between mother and child, even if it is a wild animal, a beast, whatever we see it doing to its child, to its young ones, all the love that each person gives to another in this entire world is only one part of that 100 of the rahmah of Allah Ta'ala. 99 Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has kept for the day of Qiyamah. So whoever on that day Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgives, on that day Allah ta'ala averts and removes the adab from such an individual, then that person has really become the beneficiary of the rahmah of Allah. وَذَلِكَ الْفَوْزُ الْمُبِينَ, and that is the great success. Some ulama have stated that that is the success of Jannah, and it shows that Jannah is through the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala be merciful upon us here in this world, at the time of our mawt, and in the akhirat. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.